Imagine a world where schools measure success not by test scores, but by how deeply students feel seen and heard. This is the revolutionary vision of street data, a paradigm shift that challenges our obsession with standardized metrics and instead centers the lived experiences of those at the margins. In an educational landscape dominated by what we might call satellite data, hovering far above classrooms, and map data, providing slightly more detail, street data emerges as the missing piece, qualitative, experiential information gathered at eye level through human interaction. Why has American education flatlined despite billions spent on closing achievement gaps? Perhaps we've been collecting and valuing the wrong kind of data all along. The street data approach flips the traditional dashboard by honoring non-Western ways of knowing and focusing on what's right in our students rather than what's wrong. It's akin to what businesses call thick data, ethnographic research that uncovers emotions and stories that numbers alone can't capture. Street data is a comprehensive framework built on four interconnected elements: equity as the moral imperative, pedagogy as the learning pathway, adult culture as the collaborative environment, and street data itself as the guidance system. This approach uniquely integrates typically separated elements, combining rigorous analysis with human connection to create thriving schools. The framework centers on the equity transformation cycle, a fluid process rooted in radical inclusion, curiosity, creativity, and courage. Unlike linear improvement models, it allows practitioners to move freely between phases, listen to the least heard voices, uncover root causes through street data analysis, reimagine beyond traditional constraints, and move forward with courageous action despite resistance. Our educational system remains rooted in Western epistemology, which prioritizes empirical data while dismissing spiritual, social, and narrative ways of knowing. This framework categorizes, ranks, and reduces complex realities through rigid measurement systems. Our metrics, like achievement gaps and grades, reflect this limiting paradigm. Indigenous and Afrocentric epistemologies offer alternative approaches by integrating emotional, spiritual, cognitive, and physical learning while prioritizing community well-being over isolated metrics. Schools often fall into equity traps that hinder real change, reducing equity to checklist items, isolating equity work, depending on single champions, offering standalone trainings, or stopping at self-reflection without systemic action. These patterns persist because we oversimplify equity challenges. True transformation requires understanding systems like white supremacy, intersectionality, implicit bias, and stereotype threat, how social structures and assumptions impact student performance and opportunities. What if we're measuring the wrong things? Instead of standardized tests and college acceptance rates, what if success meant developing student agency, the capacity to take action, make plans, and make informed decisions? Agency flourishes when power is distributed, knowledge democratized, and diverse perspectives welcomed. The agency framework includes four interconnected components: identity, valuing students' core ways of being; mastery, building knowledge through authentic means; belonging, creating environments where students feel seen and loved; and efficacy, developing students' belief they can make meaningful differences. Implementing this vision requires shifting from a pedagogy of compliance to a pedagogy of voice, guided by six simple rules: talk less, smile more; questions over answers; ritualize reflection and revision; make learning public; circle up; and feedback over grades. Imagine classrooms where students engage in deep discussion, where teachers primarily ask questions rather than delivering answers, and where learning culminates in public presentations to authentic audiences. System-wide transformation requires coherence, a shared depth of understanding about the purpose and nature of the work. Three crucial elements are focus, knowing where we're going, Holism, accounting for emotional, spiritual, physical, intellectual, and cultural dimensions, and well-being, the integration of mind, body, spirit, and identity. One Latinx student used an Aztec warrior slingshot metaphor to frame her high school journey during her portfolio defense. 7 years later, she still remembers exactly what she wore and where each adult sat, a stark contrast to standardized testing experiences. Now thriving professionally after graduating from UC Berkeley, she credits the process as essential preparation for college and life beyond K-12 schooling. The final piece of the street data framework addresses how to build an anti-racist adult culture in schools. The warm demander approach helps develop this culture through four principles. Believe in the impossible. Have unwavering faith that everyone can grow. Build trust. Develop deep relational capital. Teach self-discipline. Maintain high expectations. And embrace failure. Model a growth mindset. When addressing bias or inequitable practices, warm demanders show strength by interrupting defensive reactions. Listen and affirm through empathetic understanding, and challenge while offering choices, calling people in and up rather than calling them out. They focus on impact rather than intent, asking probing questions like, how might this situation look from the student's perspective? Or, what assumptions might be influencing our response? This approach recognizes that equity lives inside each educator and manifests in every classroom interaction. Each moment offers an opportunity to be an anti-racist educator who actively centers marginalized voices. Warm demanders understand that transformation happens through sustained, intentional practice rather than single conversations, creating safe spaces for examining biases while maintaining clear expectations for growth. Imagine schools where success is measured not just through test scores, but through students' sense of purpose and community connection. What if curriculum honored ancestral wisdom alongside academic content? This paradigm shift would fundamentally transform how we understand educational success. For marginalized students especially, street data approaches provide opportunities for self-authorship that traditional assessment methods cannot. When students can demonstrate learning through authentic performance tasks connected to their identities and communities, education becomes transformative rather than transactional. Creating truly inclusive classrooms or building collaborative cultures where staff of color feel valued are complex challenges. There's no algorithm or set of steps to follow. Each school community must engage in its own journey of listening, uncovering, reimagining, and moving. The street data approach provides a framework flexible enough to adapt to local context while maintaining unwavering focus on equity and student agency. By centering the voices least heard, challenging Western knowledge paradigms, avoiding common equity traps, redefining success through student agency, building coherence through meaningful profiles and assessments, and fostering anti-racist adult culture, schools can transform from institutions that sort and rank to communities that nurture and empower. This is the promise of street data. Not just better metrics, but fundamentally reimagined education.